You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howarth. Today you're going to listen in on my interview with John Nitz. John is the president of Gentech LLC, a consulting firm that connects executives with the resources and functional expertise they need to make better decisions. He is also the former Director of Information Systems and Operations for the District of Columbia's Office of Budgeting and Planning. In this segment, we discuss how John's team transformed a painful IT environment into one that received a round of applause from the mayor and cabinet. First off, I'd like to talk about your experience with the Office of Budgeting and Planning. Could you tell us what the pains were?
Actually, I started with budget and planning about 8.5 years ago as their information systems director. When we started, the office was still kind of in a non-technical state. It was learning about technology. They were doing a lot of things on spreadsheets and actually using copiers to make copies of pages to put in, to publish for their budget books. So when I came on board, I found out right away it was going to be a large challenge to try to get them not just, you know, to the current state, but maybe out of the dark ages as they kind of were in at that point. So it was basically when I came in, I was looking at what was going on, how they were doing business, and finding places where we could automate. It started with things as simple as access databases. Data that they would collect on spreadsheets or handwrite. We looked at that information, saw how the information was structured, and created simple databases so that they could begin sharing information, which they were not able to in the past. And not just sharing information, but sharing information real time. Not emails, not handing out a piece of paper, but interacting through a database real time so that they could get their work done quickly, more efficiently, quickly, and in some cases actually, you know, more accurately. So that was kind of the beginning. Over time, we've done things as in relations to bringing those automations to a new level, bringing in tools such as Cognos PowerPlay, Impromptu, IWR, Impromptu Web Reports, and just recently in the last couple of years, ReportNet, and then hopefully here in the near future, Cognos 8. We've realized that, though Access is a very nice tool to use, it's not the proper tool if you're going to work on an enterprise level. We realized that a while back, and we've begun that process. Part of our accomplishments have been, as I think I've spoken in years past, is the executive dashboard that we built for the CFO's office, and it has also rolled into the mayor's office and the city council. That application, its base foundation is Cognos. It's a data warehouse pulled by Cognos using Cognos PowerPlay. Cognos using the Impromptu Web Reports and other various Cognos tools to put in front of our executives a view of their government in a very quick and accurate fashion, very intuitive, quick to use, easy to understand, and able to and provides them the ability to make those decisions they need to make quickly.
In terms of benefits, you've mentioned a few already, but are there any in terms of time or costs that really stand out?
When people see the dashboard, yes, they see something that's very unique to the district, but what they don't see is that it's kind of like a lot of your back office tools. You don't see that stuff up front, you only see the pretty picture in the window, but you don't realize all the hard work going on in the background. And that's what Cognos is doing. That's what their tools do, is they do all that work, they pull all that information together, they take all the information, help it through our standardization, through our BI standardization work, taking all this information, relating it, normalizing it, and just letting the system continually pull that together. So every day when they go in, they know they're getting up-to-date information, they're getting it quickly, they know it's right, they know it's been reconciled. They don't have to think about that. They just have to react. Do I do this? Do I do that? Do I up this program? Do I decrease the funds in this program? Do I need to call this director to find out why their performance isn't at the level that they had promised or they said they were able to achieve? That's where we needed to get them at, and we were finally able to do that. So it was a challenge, but at the end we felt pretty good about being able to do that. In fact, I always tell people showed me that we were at a point that this had become successful is when we demoed this for the mayor's cabinet. And after the demo, the mayor and his staff actually gave us a round of applause at a staff meeting. And that just is not something that happens. Time-wise, I don't know if I could even describe it. I mean, to tell you that the mayor, the council, stakeholders in general, are getting information within seconds that it used to take hours, days, and weeks to get. I don't know. It's hard. How do you describe that? Except that it's huge. Cost wise, that's a little bit more difficult. People have asked us this question, and there's two reasons why it's hard. One, government, you hear about government as it relates to benefits realization, saving money, and government, it's hard. I truly believe it's hard because governments aren't meant to save money. I mean, governments are meant to provide services. So if you're saving money, you're not providing services. Now, can you reallocate your monies better so that the right services are getting the adequate amounts of dollars? Yeah. And does the dashboard, does using Cognos, does using this dashboard help allocate those monies to the right services? That I can say yes. But to say that it's a dollar amount of savings, I really try to stay away from that because I really think that, at the end of the day, if you're not providing adequate services, then the amount of money you save really doesn't matter.
Are you envisioning the mayor having Cognos 8 on his mobile?
I think it's really going to be more timing than anything else. I want to say more maybe a when than an if. And like I said, once things get rolling into bringing Cognos 8 on board, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be very interesting to see. One of the things that the mayor has done is he's very much patterned the way he operates as similar to what Mayor Bloomberg does in New York, the bullpen format and all that. So he's very much about interactive, sharing information, dialogue, bringing great ideas to the table. And making sure that information is shared immediately with others. So it could very well be. I mean, Cognos is going to be a mainstay at the district. I don't see anything coming in and replacing Cognos as the tool of choice. We've looked at groups like Hyperion and Business Objects, and they just haven't provided the full gamut of tools and opportunities that Cognos has, and why switch to something when we're winning with what we got?
For more information on the Office of Budgeting and Planning's journey to better performance, please visit the customer section of Cognos.com. For more information on how John's company can help an organization like yours, please email him at gentech. That's JEN Tech LLC @Verizon.net.
If you're in the middle of a Cognos deployment, here's something you should know. You can get it right the first time with the help of Cognos Guardian Services. Cognos Guardian Services provides certified and experienced consultants who collaborate with your project team for a successful implementation. Get proactive help at critical checkpoints and take advantage of our deep technical expertise throughout your project. You'll get the benefit of a multi-party engagement and a commitment from us to ensuring your success. Find out more at support.cognos.com. That's support.cognos.com.
Taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.